The Educate Dallas PAC put its money behind three candidates. Each received at least $10,000 because the organization says the district can't wait any longer to improve. Mark Melton is a co-chair of Educate Dallas, and he attended the election night party of Dan Michke, whom the PAC endorsed.
I mean, the idea here is that there are kids that are suffering in the district right now, and immediate action is required. So we're not going to sit on our laurels for long before we start to ask those types of questions to see what are you doing to actually make improvements right now.
A key reform the PAC wants is a new teacher evaluation system tied to student performance. The group already likes policy changes that gave principals more control over picking their staff. It also likes increasing numbers of public charter schools as long as they perform. Former DISD trustee Leanne Ellis welcomes the PAC's involvement.
We have to remember the candidates need much more money in today's world for flyers, to get the word out, for communication tools. So that PAC money actually supplied a support base that we never had before. I could see where all these businesses, small, big businesses, came together to donate to these PACs because we need a stronger public school system than we have right now.
In DISD District 3, Dan Michke defeated an incumbent. Michke said that's always tough because office holders have name recognition and access to free publicity. Gracious in defeat, Bruce Parrott called to congratulate Michke. The winner says involvement of not just one but several new PACs that endorsed him suggests a change in school board campaigns.
We've got a school system that is not performing up to par and which can perform a whole lot better. We need more than rhetoric about the importance of schools. We actually need the involvement of the business community and the nonprofits community in a bigger way than they are involved now.
Mitch Kay and the other two school board winners were also those endorsed by Mike Rawlings. The Dallas mayor said a successful, effective DISD is vital to the growth and prosperity of the city itself. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.